Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Intel's fourth quarter profit plunged 90% as the chipmaker battled a worsening economy and recorded a steep loss from investments. The company made a net profit of $234 million for the quarter ended December the 27th, compared to $2.27 billion a year earlier. The results included a loss of $1.1 billion from equity investments and interest, primarily due to a $1 billion reduction in the value of Intel's investments in Clearwire, the company said. The bright spot for Intel this quarter was sales of Atom chips that go into netbooks, small laptops designed for web surfing and productivity applications. The British Ministry of Defence is in the midst of an electronic fight with a computer virus that rapidly spread through its computer network starting January the 6th. The virus infected computers throughout the military, including those used by the Royal Air Force and Royal Navy, and is one of the most severe attacks the organisation has ever faced. It has affected email systems and internet access, but has not jeopardised warfighting systems. Many staff are without their computers because they've been turned off to stop the virus spreading, rather than because they've been wiped or destroyed by this virus. Although the ministry is not naming the cause of the outbreak for security reasons, a likely candidate is the Conficker worm, which targets a flaw in a component in Microsoft Windows. Losses at Sony Ericsson Mobile Communications widened in the fourth quarter as the company sold 6.6 million fewer phones than during the fourth quarter of 2007. Sony Ericsson blames the global economic downturn for its problems and expects the difficulties to continue this year, especially during the first 6 months. To turn things around, it will look for ways to cut costs by a further 180 million euros each year, in addition to the 300 million euros it already expects to save through the elimination of 2,000 jobs announced in July. Sony Ericsson also plans to develop more high-end phones combining music, imaging and internet services, including one running Android, the operating system backed by Google. Microsoft has released the first public beta of a tool that solves one of the chief complaints businesses have with Windows Vista, that older Windows applications aren't compatible with the new operating system. Microsoft Enterprise Desktop Virtualization, or MEDV, lets people run legacy Windows applications, including those built for Windows 2000 and Windows XP, on Vista by using virtualization technology. The company expects to release the final version of the software later this year. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.